Hey, what's going on? My name is Eric, and this is the Word of the Week podcast from English SP. EnglishSP.com. If you don't know us, please go there, check it out. We're doing 3 podcasts a week, and we hope that you enjoy it. If you really enjoy it, come on, go over there, and please buy us some beer. That's like gasoline for my podcast. A little beer in the stomach, and the words come out. Also, if you're listening on iTunes, please jump on iTunes. Give us a few stars. 5 would be awesome. Make a comment. That'll really help us get some more listeners. And we would like more listeners. Today's word is the word jump. That's it. J-U-M-P, jump. We use jump in a lot of different ways. There's a lot of idioms, a lot of phrases, and just general ways that we use the word. And we're going to explore those today. So let's jump in to this week's Word of the Week, jump.
Might as well jump. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
The Word of the Week podcast.
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
When do we have a sexy intercourse?
Inconceivable!
By English SP.
Thank you! Thank you, I'll be here all week!
So the plan today is I'm going to go through some different ways to use the word jump, and I will match that with some prepositions, and then the second part of the lesson will be some phrases and some idioms that you can use that are kind of fun. So let's get right into it, or I should say, let's jump right into this lesson and talk about the word jump.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down.
Jump. The word jump, I think we know. It's to leap or to spring off of the ground with your legs. Or your feet. Yeah, it's a jump. It's the basic verb. Some other ways to use the word jump, though. The first one is to move very quickly. And we're going to use this with a variety of prepositions, like into, onto, or out of. So it's basically to move very quickly. So you could say, she jumped into a taxi and was off. She didn't actually jump into the taxi, but because it was quick, we are describing the movement with the word jump. So she jumped into a taxi and was off. Jump into a car, jump into a vehicle. Or the alarm went off this morning at 6 a.m. and I jumped out of bed. I actually never jump out of bed. It's more of a torturous rising. I hate waking up. So I never jump out of bed, but maybe you jump out of bed. Every time my wife sees a cockroach, she jumps. She jumps on the sofa. She jumps on the bed. She jumps on a chair. It's a quick movement and a real jump, too. Or if you're in the military, you have to jump when your commander gives you an order. Or maybe if your boss is an asshole, you should jump when he gives you an order. That way he doesn't fight you or yell at you. So that's to move very quickly. And some of these are very similar to the word jump. Like if a car is driving towards you, you need to jump out of the way. It means literally to jump and to move very quickly. So it's these kind of movements that are very quick. We're going to use the word jump. This first definition is very similar to the second definition I'm going to give you, which is to move involuntarily. Or to move from shock or surprise. Those movements that you can't control. So imagine you see a dog and the dog hears the thunder. And the dog jumps every time it hears the thunder. It's a reaction. It doesn't control this movement. It's very similar. It's very fast and it's involuntarily. The girl jumped every time she heard the firecrackers go off. Or the new secretary jumped every time the phone rang. It's a reaction. She can't help it. And it just happens involuntarily. It's very similar. So those are the first two meanings. One is to be very quick about something, and the other is an involuntary reaction to jump. The third definition, the next one here, is going to be to begin something, to start something, or to enter something with vigor or with excitement or with a lot of energy. So let's say you go to the office and there's a meeting and you jump right into the meeting. Or like we're jumping into this podcast with a lot of energy. And we're going to use the prepositions in, into, or off. Here's some example sentences. She jumped right into the discussion, or she jumped into the discussion. The project jumped off with great enthusiasm. Or don't worry about not knowing some things. Just jump in and see what you can do. So it's your first day on the job. You don't know how to do the job, but that's okay. Just jump in. It's going to be fine. Just jump into it. Let's jump in. Or the project jumped off. These are, it began to start with a lot of enthusiasm. Next, and it's very similar, is to take something very eagerly. I almost said eagle. To take something very eagerly or to seize something. And we're going to use the preposition at. So let's say you go to buy a new car, but you're not sure if you're going to buy a car, but then you see this offer and you jump at the offer because it's such a great offer. Or you jump at a bargain. Or you jump at a chance to do something. So you get a chance to travel to Europe. Well, you're going to jump at that chance because it's such a great chance that you got to take it. So to take a chance, to jump at a chance, to take a bargain, to jump at a bargain, or to take the offer, to jump at that offer. Always to jump at. And again, it's something you do with enthusiasm. You eagerly seize that opportunity. Dude, that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You have to jump at it. You have to jump at that chance, whatever it is. Whether it's a new job or a new relationship, or traveling to Europe or a menage a trois, or you got to jump at it like a lion killing a deer or a doe. You got to leap at that opportunity, jump at that chance. Next is when something suddenly rises in amount. We do this a lot with money, especially. So you could say prices jumped this quarter, or recently gas prices have jumped. You'll hear this a lot when people are talking about the stock market. Stocks recently jumped. They're now at an all-time high. The opposite of that would be to plunge, yeah? So the stocks will plunge, and then stocks will jump. And hopefully, you don't have these stocks that jump and then plunge, and then jump and then plunge, because that wouldn't be too good for your heart. But yeah, when prices, a lot of time we're talking about value, that they suddenly increase, they go up very quickly, that means to jump. Of course, this doesn't always have to do with money, but it does always have to do with numbers and the amount of something. So you can say that the amount of people that live in São Paulo has jumped over the last 10 years. It's gone up dramatically. Or you could say the river, the volume of the water in the river has jumped a lot because of the rains, and we need to be careful because maybe it's going to flood. So this is to jump, to rise very quickly in amount. The next definition is also close to this, but instead of rising quickly, it's going to be to advance quickly or to advance rapidly or abruptly. We're going to talk about this in rank. So let's say you work at a store, you start the store, you are the clerk. And then in 6 months, you jump to become the manager. That's a jump, or it's a quick advancement to jump from clerk to manager in 6 months. Or you're in the military, you are a soldier, and then 3 years later, you have jumped to the rank of colonel. Actually, I have no idea about the military. I don't know if that's fast or not. But it would be this idea of a very quick advancement or a very quick jump in rank. So last week, this team was they were 14th, but this week they have jumped to the number one spot, or the new album by U2 has jumped to the number one spot this week. I don't know if U2 still makes records. Do they still make records or albums? I don't know. Yeah, but you can say they jumped to the number one spot this week, or they jumped to first place, or he has jumped to manager to advance very quickly or very rapidly. Next is, we're going to use jump a little bit differently, and this is going to be when we talk about going from one thing to another over a short period of time or to change a lot. And often we use this with the preposition from. So in a conversation, you could say, wow, he's jumping from one subject to another. Or man, you're jumping all over the place. I don't know what you're talking about. Stop jumping from one idea to another. Just keep on one idea. Or maybe you have a friend who maybe she has difficulty keeping jobs and she jumps from one job to another. Every 6 months she has a new job. When I was in university, I jumped from one major to another major every 6 months until I finally found the one thing that I finally wanted to study. But I was jumping all over the place. So we use this word jump from one thing to another, jump from this to that, or jump all over the place. And that's to move over a short period of time to change from one thing to a different thing. And we use this a lot. This is very useful. Next, we're going to use jump when we talk about passing or skipping over something. So let's say you're reading a news article and then you decide to skip a few paragraphs, or you're going to jump over that part of the story, or you're going to jump past that part of the story. So some example sentences here, you could say, she jumped a few lines and then continued reading. Or it jumps past you and goes to the next person. So let's say you're playing a game and like you're playing Uno and somebody puts down a pass or a skip. Well, now the turn, it jumps past you or it jumps over you and it goes to the next person. So you've been skipped. Or you're in a meeting. Please, we have all these things that we have to talk about today. I think the next few items on the agenda are not that important. So let's skip past those. Let's jump past those. Let's jump over those and get to the more important items to cover today. So it's to pass or to skip, to jump over, to jump past, to jump, to skip things. I think we're doing pretty good. Let's keep going. Next, we're going to change... I'm going to change things here a little bit, and we're talking about your car. Do you have a car? I don't have a car. I wish I had a car. But in your car, you got that thing in the front. It's called the battery. And sometimes the battery dies. And if the battery dies, you need to wake it back up. And to do that, you have to give it a jump. So you can say, my car needs a jump. And then somebody will get the jumper cables. And the jumper cables are the things that you connect to the battery. From one car's dead battery, you put those cables on it, and then you get a second car, and you put those cables on their live battery, and they start the car, and then you start your dead car, and you give your battery a jump. So that's to give your car a jump, to give your battery a jump, and you use the jumper cables. And that's to give your car a jump. So we use jump that way. Another way... kind of a slang we use jump when we talk about something is very exciting. It's very lively. Last night I went to my friend's house. He was having a party, and man, when I got there, the party was jumping. Or we can also say there's a small city and they're going to film a movie maybe in this small city, and it's starring, who knows, Bruce Willis and Vin Diesel and Angelina Jolie or whoever. And the city or this town is jumping with excitement, or it's jumping with enthusiasm at the idea of getting to meet these celebrities. So that's another way. Something that's very lively. It's very exciting. It's jumping with this anticipation. One final way to use the word jump is when we're talking about attacking someone or to attack someone without warning. So let's say you're walking down the street and you're just having a nice night, la 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 la, and all of a sudden these drug addicts, they jump you to steal your money because they want to go buy some drugs. Or you could say the thieves jumped the old man as he walked through the park. Or a dog jumped. We don't usually use it for dogs or animals. We usually talk about when some kind of person attacks somebody else on the street, usually to steal money from them or to steal something from them. So that was several ways. Let me see. That's about 10 ways, 11 ways to use the word jump. 10 of them were verbs and one adjective, only one adjective. Jumping, the party was jumping, or wow, the town was jumping. So that would be the adjective. Everything else was a verb. Wow. And I got a noun for you. Here's a question. What is a jumper? What is a jumper? I'll give you a hint. It's not someone that's jumping. If I say a long jumper, that would be somebody in the Olympics. You know, those guys that they run, then they jump at that little sand pit and they do like the three jump. Ooh, and that's a long jumper. But if I say a jumper, I'm talking about somebody that is jumping from a high place with the intention to kill themselves or the intention to commit suicide. So you often see on those cop shows, they're like, oh, we got a jumper on the corner of this street and this street, and it's somebody's on the building and they're going to jump off the building. Or if you've ever seen that movie Yes Man, there was a jumper on the building and then Jim Carrey sang him down with his guitar. So that would be a jumper. So let's go ahead and get into some phrases and some idioms and just some other ways to use the word jump. And some of these are really fun. Jump for my love. That song, the Pointer Sisters. When I was a kid, I think 8 or 9 years old, I remember I'd be home by myself and I'd be dancing around in my underwear to that song. That's good stuff. The Pointer Sisters. They don't make music like they used to, do they? All right, let's get into some phrases, some idioms, some fun ways here to use the word jump. The first way I'm going to go over is to jump down someone's throat. If you're going to jump down someone's throat, that means you're criticizing them really angrily or very hastily, very fast. Like somebody says something and then very quickly you start just, oh, shut up, and you yell at them very fast. You're jumping down someone's throat. So let's say you go to the office, you say something in a meeting, and your boss just starts criticizing you. So I really think we should invest. Invest? What are you, stupid? Hey, boss, don't jump down my throat. I'm just delivering some news here. Don't kill the messenger. Don't jump down my throat. That's to very quickly be angry or to criticize someone. Don't jump down my throat, dude. Maybe you say something to your girlfriend, and maybe she's menstruating, and so she snaps very quickly and she gets angry. You know, you're saying, hey, baby, do you want to eat some chicken tonight? Chicken? What are you talking about? Chicken? Hey, don't jump down my throat. Maybe that doesn't happen to you. The next way is to say jump the gun. So I don't know if you watch the Olympics, but if you do, at least the Summer Olympics, there's always the track and field that people with the 40 meter or the 100 meter running thing. Did they do a 40 meter? I don't know, 100 meters, whatever the sprints are, those races. They all get down, they crouch down, and then there's the start gun. And sometimes somebody will go too soon. They're jumping the gun, and then everyone has to come back, and they got to reset up and then go again. And I believe if you jump the gun twice, then you're disqualified or something. So that's to jump the gun. It means to go too soon or to start prematurely. We can use this in other situations. So let's say you have to make a business decision, but you haven't done all the research or you don't have all the facts yet. So you can say, hey, let's not jump the gun here. Let's take our time and make a proper decision. Maybe you're a young lady. You're 22 years old and you've met the man of your dreams. He's handsome. He's got a good job. He asks you to marry him. But you've only been dating for like 3 months. Don't jump the gun. Don't get married right now. Wait a little bit. See how things go. Make sure he's not a psychopath. Don't jump the gun. Don't start something too soon or don't do something too hastily. Another way, the third way here, very similar. Let's not jump to conclusions. To jump to conclusion means you don't have all the facts, but you quickly make up your mind. You quickly make an unjustified conclusion or a hasty judgment. Let's say you see some person and he's got a nice suit, he's got a nice car. Don't jump to conclusions and assume that he's rich. He might just be borrowing somebody's car, or he might just be the driver. He might not be rich. Don't judge a book by appearances. It's the same, or don't judge a book by its cover. It's the same kind of thing. Let's not jump to conclusions. This business, it's been going for 6 months and it's been growing very quickly. But let's not jump to conclusions. In 2 years from now, they might be bankrupt. We don't know what's going to happen. So let's not jump to conclusions until we have all the facts. Or let's not make a hasty judgment. Next here, I want to talk about boats. And you know, if you're on a big boat or a big ship, there's always the captain. And there's that saying that a captain has to go down with his ship. Unless, of course, you're an Italian captain. Remember, there was like, what is it, a year ago, 2 years ago now? There was that Italian captain. He jumped ship. Yeah, the cat that was sinking and there's people on the boat, but he jumped off the boat with the women and the children. He jumped ship. So to jump ship is to desert the ship that you're supposed to be serving on, that you're legally bound to serve. But it doesn't always have to be a ship. It could be something else. Let's say you're with a company and, you know, I feel like this company is going to go bankrupt. Things are going bad. I'm jumping ship. I'm out of here. I'm not going to be a part of this. Or let's say you could use it for marriage. Your marriage is going bad. Your husband's crazy. He's drinking too much. He's starting to punch the dog. I don't know. He's going nuts. But forget it. I'm out of here. I'm jumping ship. I'm done with you. I'm deserting you. I'm leaving you. I'm leaving the boat. I'm leaving the company. I'm leaving this group. I'm jumping ship. I'm gone. It looks like we are headed for disaster. I'm out. To jump ship. Next is very common. You'll see when you're waiting in line. There's sometimes, you know, you're in a line of like 10 people, and then maybe some old lady comes up and she's like, hey, I want to get in here. She's jumping the line, or she's jumping the queue. They use queue a lot, I think, in England, maybe Australia. I think in Canada and the States, we say line. And you could say cutting the line, skipping the line, or you could say jumping the line or jumping the queue. I had a friend in university. He would always jump the line. He would always jump the queue. He was impatient. When I was in Japan, a lot of old ladies would always jump the line when I was waiting in line at McDonald's to buy a cup of coffee. It used to drive me crazy. I personally can't stand it when people jump the line in front of me. When people cut in front of me, it really pisses me off. Next, let's talk about getting the jump on somebody. Or to get the drop on somebody. This is to get the advantage. You'll see sometimes, if you ever watch like Law and Order, or you see a movie where the guy is sneaking into the warehouse because he wants to catch the criminals, and he's got his gun out, and he's sneaking in, but then all of a sudden the lights turn on, and another guy is standing behind him with the gun. That guy got the jump on him, or that guy got the drop on him. He got the initial advantage. So to get to the jump on somebody is to get the advantage. So you can use this in games. Ooh, I really got the jump on you in this game. You say you're playing chess and you grab the queen very quickly. You got the jump on the person. You can use this in business. I really want to get the jump on the competitors. So let's get our Christmas campaign out there a week or 2 weeks ahead of the competitors. I really want to get a jump on the competitors this year to get the advantage. Next, let's say you want to tell somebody to fuck off. Hey, you, fuck off. But you can't say fuck off because, let's face it, that's not polite. So you just say, hey, dude, why don't you go jump in a lake? I don't know where this came from, but it's kind of an old saying, and it's kind of funny. Hey, man, why don't you go jump in a lake? And it's very polite. Well, it's not polite at all, but it's better than saying fuck off. So, you know, like if you're with your kids and your six-year-old is hanging out with you, but you take your six-year-old on vacation to Disneyland and, you know, you want your kid to have a good time, but some guy's being rude to you, like, hey, dude, why don't you go jump in a lake? It's a way to say go fuck off or go fuck yourself without hurting your kids' ears. Hey, go jump in a lake. Why don't you go jump in a lake? Jump in a lake, buddy. Next, let's say something is very close. It's very near. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from the hotel. A hop, a skip, and a jump. These are all, a hop is a small jump. A skip is another way to say small jump, and then the jump. So it's not far from the airport, this hotel. So when you land, you can take a taxi because it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to the hotel. It's not going to cost much. Or excuse me, do you know where there's some good restaurants? Yeah, there's a lot of good restaurants. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from here. They're very near, or they're not far from this location. It's a hop, skip, and a jump. Next, let's talk about hoops. Do you know what a hoop is? If you've ever been to the circus, and sometimes they got those guys that train the lions or the tigers, and then they got those circles, and they make the lions jump through the circles, and sometimes they light them on fire, and then the tiger jumps through the hoop that's on fire. That's a hoop. And I always feel bad for those tigers. You know, the shit's on fire, and they got to jump through the hoop. So we can use this. When we say jump through hoops, it means to make an extraordinary effort or to do something that's really hard. That's usually something that everybody has to do. So when I came to Brazil, in order to get my visa, I had to jump through a lot of hoops to get the visa. And it took 2 years of continually going to the federal police in order to finally get this card. I had to jump through a lot of hoops. Or in some countries, if you want to get a driver's license, there's a lot of bureaucratic bullshit that you have to go through. And you got to really jump through hoops in order to get it. You can use this a lot with business. A lot of times training is a lot of jumping through hoops. Next, jump to it. When we want to begin something quickly or efficiently, let's jump to it, huh? Hey, buddy, why don't you jump to it and get this happening? Make it happen. I really need to jump to it and get on my spring cleaning. It's time to clean. Or I really want to learn Portuguese. It's time to jump to it and time to start studying. Or if you got some friends coming over for dinner, I better jump to it. I better start cooking because they're going to be here in 10 minutes. That's to jump to it. It's kind of informal. It's to begin something quickly, to do something efficiently. Dude, I just want an espresso, so why don't you jump to it and make my freaking coffee. To jump to it. And finally, the last one, to jump someone's bones. To jump someone's bones means to have sexual intercourse, to have sex with someone. It's time to do the sexy time. It's time to hump. He was so horny. I knew he was going to try to jump my bones. Or man, every time I meet that girl, she's trying to jump my bones. Teenagers are always trying to jump each other's bones. Of course, we don't always have to say bones. Sometimes you could say, dude, stop trying to jump me. Or he's always trying to jump me. But it's funnier if you say bones. She's always trying to jump his bones. He's a nice guy, but you know, every time he comes around, he's always trying to jump my bones. So the next time you're at the club, you can walk up to a lady and say, hey, baby, I want to jump your bones. So that's it. That's all I have. That's all I got on the word jump. I hope, hopefully you learned something. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you didn't fall asleep from listening to my boring lecture. If you like the Word of the Week podcast, if you like any of the English SP podcasts, please tell your friends. Please share our stuff on Facebook. Please rate us on iTunes or on Stitcher. Make comments on whatever you hear. Please, it'll really help out. We would appreciate it. Again, we're bringing three podcasts a week: the Music Talk, the Friday Night Podcast, and this word of the week. We're just trying to do some stuff here for fun. Hopefully you enjoy it. Hopefully we can get some listeners. All right. Thanks for listening.
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
When do we have a 60 in the course?
Inconceivable!
By English SP.